This mere clarity and awareness has two aspects that I call the two continuities. One is the beginningless continuity from moment to moment, from life to life, a momentary stream of consciousness. And the second is the multi-layered continuity from our gross everyday level of waking consciousness to the most subtle innermost level of consciousness called Buddha nature, or the fundamental innate mind of clear light. The nature of our momentary stream of consciousness is fluid, impermanent, and free of any inherent or essential characteristics. It is a ceaseless flow of thoughts, emotions, judgments, feelings, and so forth, all the contents of our mind. Ever-changing, rarely settling, sometimes happy, sometimes angry or sad. You may have had a glimpse of this flow of mind moments during the breathing meditation as you tried to maintain awareness of the breath. Sometimes the thoughts, emotions, and other mental events seem to flood in, stealing your awareness and distracting you from the job at hand. It is said in Buddhist teachings that there are 65 thought moments in a single finger snap. By my calculations, that is about 11,700 in 1 minute, 702,000 in an hour, and beyond that you can work it out. It's a lot, going on continuously, almost all the time. But in that instant of time, a single finger snap, we are lucky if we are aware of just one mental event. Our lives seem to be incredibly complex and overwhelming, and this idea of 65 mental events in a finger snap may seem to make the complexity even worse. But in fact, if we break up our day into individual mind moments, 1/65th of a finger snap is quite simple and manageable. And in that instant, your life can change for better or for worse. Each mind moment is a moment in which a choice can be made. Our direction, attitude, mood can change, for better or for worse, in that one micro moment. The feeling of being overwhelmed arises when we do not stay with the present moment, but continuously look to the past or try to anticipate the future. We look back with regret or with pleasure. We look forward with anxiety or eagerness, but we rarely stay present in this moment, right now. This moment is the only moment that we can do anything about. The past is past, and the future hasn't come. Each moment is a discrete instance of consciousness dependent on, arising from, the previous moment of consciousness. Remember, I said that consciousness is different from the body. The cause of each mind moment, each of our thoughts, emotions, feelings, projections, and so forth, is a mind moment that went before. Mind causes mind. The physical body has physical causes. Two human beings come together, share sperm and ovum, giving rise to a third human being. But consciousness, which is mere clarity and awareness, can arise only from a non-physical cause. Just as form cannot arise from that which is formless, that which is formless cannot arise from form. His Holiness the Dalai Lama, again in Mind Science, addresses this issue. He says, quote, "If we examine the origins of our inner experience and of external matter, we find that there is a fundamental uniformity in the nature of their existence, in that both are governed by the principle of causality." Just as in the inner world of mental and cognitive events, every moment of experience comes from its preceding continuum, and so on, ad infinitum. Similarly, in the physical world, every object and event must have a preceding continuum that serves its cause, from which the present moment of external matter comes into existence. Close quote. Each mind moment has a beginning, a middle, and end. It arises, abides for a split second, and disappears. But it leaves in its wake an impression, an instinct, the beginning of a new or the extension of an existing karmic pattern. And that 1/65th of a finger snap gives rise to the next moment, and on, ad infinitum. When asked about the beginnings of consciousness, the Buddha said that he could not see a beginning. Therefore, he concluded that mind is beginningless. Because each moment is discrete, it is impossible to have more than one mental event occurring at one time. For example, if we have a moment of anger, we cannot at the same time have a moment of love. This is a significant fact to remember about the stream of consciousness, having great implications for our spiritual evolution. Understanding this moment-to-moment continuity is extremely important, because it holds great meaning in our ability to transform the mind, moving from our present state of dissatisfaction and confusion to the awakened, totally enlightened state of a Buddha. Lama Thupten Yeshe has said, quote, "In the Buddhist attitude, every situation is a psychological symptom. In any situation, if there is negative energy and you contest that energy, reverse it. It will be burned like a cloud in the sky is burned by the shining sun. It is enough, I want you to know, it is enough to purify negativity by actualizing positive energy. Work that way, no more. Any kind of negativity is still relative, still transitory, still has an impermanent nature, a changeable nature. So recognize this. You put in the contradictory nature of wisdom power and eliminate. The negative energy has no space. It burns out. This is the way purification works." Close quote. In other words, if we generate and express positive energy, thoughts, attitudes in our minds and life, we create a mental space in which there is no place whatsoever for negativity. This is what the transformative practices and techniques of Tibetan Buddhism are all about. Creating this constructive transformation, creating the conditions in which we can actualize the positive. This transformation is possible because the continuity of consciousness is impermanent. Nothing is fixed in concrete. Nothing whatsoever.